Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I'm Jesse Duplantis. I am excited about the theme God has given me for 2024. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Give God a job. God told me, Jesse, if you keep me busy, I will keep you busy. And that's what you need to do today. Give him everything, spiritual, physical, and financial. Give him the job that you want him to do. And then watch God do the work, and you receive that. Now, you will be a part of that work, but I tell you one thing, God will bless you beyond your wildest dream. So let's go right now into part one of Give God a Job. Come on, it's time, bless God, for you to receive. 2024 is your year of receiving. You believed, you received, now you're going to receive even more. Watch. Now, I want you to go to Genesis chapter 18, and I want to start reading with verse 12. Let's read verse 11 first. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? See, you got to understand, God will hear you laugh inside as well as outside. Do you have to understand that? She didn't know that. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, sure, shall I of a surety hear a child which am old? Now, verse 14 is where I want to get to. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I want to ask that question. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is your dream bigger than God? Can God bring to pass what you're believing?
Yes.
Now, how can that be? It won't happen until you give him a job. You have to keep God busy, constantly. Busy. He said, ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. He wants busy. He is a busy God. He said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And I want to finish out the verse. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Now, I want to talk about this. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Title of this message or this theme is Give God a Job. A lot of people ask me all the time, why are you so blessed in the city, in the field, going in, going out? Because I give God jobs. I'm constantly looking for God to do something. He's constantly looking for me to do something. Together, we work together. We are a partner. I am the junior partner of God Almighty. Amen. I'm not God, but I am his son. Amen. See, not the son, but a son. I'm in the family. So I constantly give God jobs. Not only when I'm in church, but in every area of my life, spiritually, physically, financially, I look at my spirit growth and I say, is it growing enough? Did I make a spirit choice to grow enough? Then, you know, spiritually, physically, am I being healthy enough? Should I give God more of a job in that? Title of this theme for the whole year of 2024, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Give God a job. Somebody shout somebody. So now I want to teach this and try to, I want to preach it, but I want to teach it first. And I want you to get these points down. Number one, write it down if you can. To get in touch with God, you have to use his language. God has a language. To get in touch with God, you have to use his language. If you want something, you have to say something. Let me say it again. To get in touch with God, you have to use his language. And I'm going to tell you what his language is in just a minute. If you want something, you have to say something. Now, what is his language? Mark 11, 24. What things soever ye desire. When you pray, prayer is his language. When you pray, believe that you receive. As you've heard me say so many times, not when you get it, not when you see it, but when you pray. See, faith, the evidence of it's not seen. You got to use unseen language to get seen stuff.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? For your dream to come to pass, you have to work with the unseen so the seen can come into fruition. You see, that's God's language. Now faith is, not tomorrow, not next week. Don't put it into the future. That's what you've been doing for millenniums. That's why a lot of people die and never complete their destiny or reach their destination, because their faith is always in the future when it should be in the now. Are you getting that?
Amen.
See, give God a job. And when you understand that, spiritual, physical, and financial, how long you want to live, if you want to know that, give him a job. You got Genesis 6:3 if you want it. 120 years. Oh, everybody can do that. Yes, you can. Yeah, you can. Sure you can. It's what you're willing to believe. And whose report shall you believe? You can outlive your doctor. I've done that. I've outlived my cardiologist. He gone. A great man. I really loved him. I miss him. He's a nice man. You know what I'm saying? But I've outlived him. Why? I'm going to live as long as I want. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching, because I gave God a job. Now, my job is to take care of this. You know, I got to keep this flesh subdued. You see what I'm saying? And it's not easy. See, and I'm not just talking about weight. That's just all one small part. I'm talking about everything. So let me say it again. To get in touch with God, you have to use his language. If you want something, you have to say something. In other words, his language is when you pray, believe that you receive. See, his language is, that's why the devil comes against people speaking in tongues. Because he can't understand that, because that's God's spiritual language. That's a language that the devil is spiritually dead, so he can't understand spiritually live things. You see, that's why when he attacks you, it's always in the flesh. It's always in the natural. It's never in the spirit, because he's spiritually dead. Are you hearing that? So his language is, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have it. Right there, immediately. And people will say, well, I don't see it. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I believe. See, that is how you give God a job. There's a lot of things I'm believing for. And I told you to write down many of these dreams. Now, on the financial realm, I'm going to get some people mad. I'm going to tell you what I'm believing for. I'm believing for $6,364,000,000. That is impossible. That's why I'm believing it. See, that's why, because I cannot generate. I can't beat the bushes enough to generate that kind of flow. But God can. Now, the reason why I know I had it, 12 years ago, I had $6 billion on the table at Smith & Lewinsky Steakhouse in Manhattan in New York, ready to go. Oh, Lord, I'll never forget that. That's the most money. I thought, oh, Jesus. And yet, they wouldn't do what I asked them to do. And the Lord said, get up and walk out. And I said, no, I wanted to compromise. I wanted to put a C-O-M on my promise. Promise is P-R-O-M-I-S-E, right? Compromise is C-O-M, P-R-O-M-I-S-E. And the Lord said, if you compromise, it'll never work. So I just got up and left. See what I'm saying? That doesn't mean it's over. No, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. I don't know what a fat lady is, but I'm going to find her. See, you have to say something. Now, when you say something, get ready for persecution. Who do you think you are? Has nothing to do with who I think I am. It's who I think God is. Can he do this job? You see, you're like Sarah. Well, I have pleasure. There's no way. See, she's thinking of herself instead of thinking of the promise. So she compromises by laughing within herself. But that didn't change God's mind. Let me say it again. To get in touch with God, you have to use his language. His language is prayer. If you want something, you have to say something. If you want to get rid of a mountain, you got to talk to it, not climb it. You'll waste your time climbing mountains when you ought to be speaking to mountains. You don't have time to climb a mountain, see? You have time to say to the mountain, be thou removed. Now write this down. The spirit of faith doesn't have the word guess in it. Let me say it again. The spirit of faith does not have the word guessing. This is not guessing here. Forget this guessing stuff. You know, people say, well, that's the gospel casino, shooting the dice, hoping you come up with a magical number called 7. You see what I'm saying? It has no guesswork in it. Now, when I built this place, there was no guesswork in it whatsoever. I knew I would build it under budget. I knew I would do it. Who do you think you are? What? I gave God the job. And so much did I give God the job, the Lord said, don't even look at the building fund anymore until it's all finished. And I did. I never once looked at it. See, the spirit of faith doesn't have the word guess in it. See, people are guessing all the time. Faith expands. How does it expand? Expands your way of thinking. Expands your way of believing. And expands your way of living. Now, let me say this. If you can think it, you can have it. Let me say it again. The spirit of faith doesn't have the word guess in it. That's the most important part in that point there. Don't have any guess in it. Faith expands your way of thinking, the way of believing, and the way of living. So I'm constantly thinking. I'm constantly expanding my believing. And I'm constantly expanding my living, whether you like it or not. If you don't think I should have that, that don't make no more difference to me and the man in the moon. Because, see, you're not in my area of faith. Now, I know that sounds cocky and arrogant. It has nothing to do with cockiness and arrogance. It has to do with my faith. What am I believing for? Yeah. What I'm believing, what I'm willing to expand to, what I'm willing to do to achieve. The first thing I do, I give God that job. Because if I could have done it or I could do it, how come I didn't do it 40 years ago? How come I didn't have the jet 40 years ago? Because my expansion wasn't thinking, believing, or receiving in that manner. I had to grow to the fullness of the stature of my faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, when you understand, let me say it again, the spirit of faith doesn't have the word guess in it. When I married Kathy, I didn't guess. When she married me, we didn't guess. We stood before at Holy Rosary Catholic Church on that altar when that man said, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? He asked me that and he asked Kathy that. Will you take this man to be your? Yes. There was no guess in it. It wasn't saying, well, I hope so, and it'll last as long as I love. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with I gave her a job. She gave me a job. Both of us. I said, she always has had my back. I always had hers. I said, we'll do this together. Did we have trials and tribulations and tests? Well, yeah, we did. So what? It doesn't make any difference what they say or what happens in the world. You see what I'm saying? Let me say it again. The spirit of faith doesn't have the word guess. I want to get that inside of you. The word guess in it. Faith expands your way of thinking, expands your way of believing, and expands your way of living. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to sound hard. And I'm going to say this point real slow. Don't let other people's small thinking affect your big thinking. You got it? Let me say it again. Don't let other people's small thinking affect your big thinking. You don't serve a small God. You serve an El Shaddai God. He's so big, he's got over 70 names just to encompass who he is. So I don't let small thinking affect my big thinking. Do you see what I'm saying? That's giving God a job. I know I can't do it, but I can do all things through Christ. So my big thinking is centered and firm in God's way of doing things. So when people say you shouldn't have that, I mean, that's small thinking. You mad at me because I got it. Why don't you just tell the truth, you jealous fool? You envious idiot. I'm just getting flat blunt here. Give God a job. If I can do this, why can't you do this? I know I sound hard, but listen, God's no respecter person. I'm no better than you are. I'm no smarter than you are. People think that is not true. If I was that good, how come I didn't do it when I was 24? Got the same brain. You know how old I am? I'm 27,190 days old. I figured it out. 365 days in 1 year. I'm 27,190 days old. Look, I can walk. It don't make no difference. I don't let small thinking affect my big thinking. I'm not trying to be better than you are. I'm not trying to be bigger than you are. That's competition. I refuse to do that. I'm in cooperation. Do you see that? In other words, if you buy a brand new double wide trailer or single wide trailer, I'm excited for you. Good. My God, you're out of the rain. You see what I'm saying? Don't let other people's small, everybody say small, thinking affect your big thinking. Because it will slow you down and shut you down. I don't care how bad the economy is. I never forget when we were living in Houma, Louisiana. Kathy wanted to go there because that's where her mother and them were. And the oil industry dropped, the bottom of the oil industry dropped out 80, 81, I think it was 82. And it dropped down to $6 a barrel. People were leaving Houma, Lafayette. They called it the oil patch, you know. Texas, it was rough. And they used to have a little bumper sign. When you leave, turn off the lights. Bumper signs all around. And of all days and times, I decided I was going to sell a house. And I'll never forget that. And Linda don't like me saying it, but real estate agents, she's a good one. But most of them are idiots. Because you see, they only think about what somebody appraises something for. That's small thinking. It's what you want to sell it for. You got to get your level up higher. Yeah, but it ain't worth that. It is to somebody. Okay, Linda? Now watch this. So I set a price on this house. And the real estate agent, LaRussa, I think was the name of it, LaRussa something, I don't know, said, you cannot, you'll never get that. I said, that's why I'm not going to sign with you. You think I'm going to hook up with some doubt? Thank you. Everybody around me was $30,000 less because they were looking at the economy. I wasn't denying the economy. I was denying its right to affect me. My big thinking was overcoming people's small thinking. They were thinking according to what they saw. I was thinking according to what I believed. And I needed that extra money to come here. Well, I'll tell you, it was one of the most wonderful things. And you know how they didn't, how long was on the market? What, a week, if that much? Now, people couldn't hardly buy anything. They shut down. Nobody was buying nothing. They were just rough, man. Well, here comes the lady with her mother and her husband, pulls up, for sale by owner. I would have given it to a real estate agent, but no. They want to tell me about what they know. And there's nothing wrong with what they know. I'm not knocking that. But I know what I want. They know what I think I can get. That's guesswork. There's no guesswork in faith. So here they come, pulls up in our driveway, and the lady gets up. She said, "Ooh, I love this house." It was number one North Kane Court. What's the name of that little subdivision, Kathy?
South Down West,
number one North Kane Court on the corner. Always did like a corner lot. Make a long story short, people come out. They're from Metairie. Now, everybody leaving. Of all things, these people are moving to Houma when everybody else is moving out. What I was doing was moving on up. They come like she says, "Oh, I love this, the outside of this house." And the lady tells her husband, "Oh, I just hate to do this. I just wallpapered my home in Metairie. Man, and you know, I love it so much." And I looked at her and I said, "I promise you, when you walk in this house, you're going to fall in love. You're going to gasp." Ain't no guesswork in faith. She said, "Okay." Now the mother, you know, she, the grandma, whatever, she's walking. And when they open up the door, the lady goes, "Oh," because see, Kathy had just wallpapered the house and picked the exact same wallpaper she put in the Metairie house. We don't know these people. We've never seen them before in our lives. They never saw us. She went, "Oh, my God." And the grandma says, "If you don't buy this house, I'm going to buy it." "Sir, you want to sell it to me? Forget about them." I said, "Well, I don't want to cause no family problem here." They bought the home at my price. Guess where I went to? LaRussa's. I went to the realtor that said, "Come here. Look at this." It raised the value of all the homes on that block. They appraised every home on that block almost $25,000 more than they were asking. Don't let small thinking affect your big thinking. That's a true story, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing is impossible with God. So why limit what he can do in your life? Why would you do that? I mean, you want something from God, you can get it. Listen, your faith in God's ability and God's word is the catalyst for miracles. It's an activator. So believe him and give him a job. Is that what somebody saying? "Oh, God ain't going to do that." Is there anything too hard for the Lord? That's what God said to Sarah and Abraham. Remember what I said earlier. You have to use God's language to get him to get in touch with him. What is his language? That's Mark 11:24. "What things have you desire?" When you pray, believe that you receive. Not when you get it, not when you see it, but when you pray, believe that you receive. There's another verse in St. John 14, verse
14, he says, ask anything in my name and I will do it. When will we believe what Jesus says? Boy, you can tell I get excited. Give God a job. I have a very important question to answer today from a person named Jamie. They say this, Brother Jesse, I'm a partner, and earlier this year, I wrote down my dreams for giving God a job like you said to do. I've heard you say, don't let time defeat you, but I desperately need my healing now. How do I keep my faith up and get God to move quickly? Very good question. First thing first, by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. You're not waiting for healing. You were healed. You already are healed. Yeah, but I got all these symptoms. That's true. I don't deny that. But see, when you begin to think I were, then that word will turn to I am. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's easy. You know, got the manifestations of all this stuff. Not denying that. I don't live in denial. But by his stripes, you were healed 2,000 years ago. Before you were ever born, before any disease ever touched you, you were healed. Now let were healed turn into I am healed. How do you do that? Having done all the stand therefore. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it'll come to pass if you'll just believe God's word. And Jamie, I believe you are believing God's word. I believe that. Why? Because you wouldn't have wrote the question in. And I'm telling you, see, so I always say when the devil says, this is trying to attach yourself to you. I say, excuse me, God took care of that 2,000 years ago. I ain't got time to look at that. And I pay no attention to it. Thank you for sending in that question. Kathy's coming right now with some great, glorious moments. And those are testimonies that you sent into this ministry that we get to talk about on this broadcast. And you'd be surprised how many people just enjoy your testimony. So, Kathy, take it away. Bless the people, bless me, and bless God, and bless the people watching now.
Welcome to Glorious Moments. I have two testimonies today. The first one says, early last year, I watched your message, The Four Types of Giving, on the JDM app. It was my first time hearing about what the first fruits really means. In the fall, I was asked to take on one more responsibility at work, which included a raise. I was also promised a $1,000 bonus once I was doing the job in full. Then the Holy Spirit reminded me about the first fruits. I was very excited to put into action what you taught through the Word. So I gave my first fruits to your ministry. Early in December, I received the $1,000 bonus, and I'm so happy to share with you that God did it again. He blessed me with a new job, making more money. Love that. And the second testimony says, I got an abnormal test result from my mammogram. I needed further tests. I called your ministry and someone prayed with me. I'm happy to report that my tests all came back clear. Praise be to God. Thank you so much for praying with me. Your monthly teaching letters and magazine are such a blessing to me. Thank you so much. God bless you both. You know, Jesse and I love receiving testimonies about people being reached and lives being changed through our ministry. World evangelism has been our driving vision of Jesse Duplantis Ministries from its inception in 1978. We've been going nonstop, rescuing souls from the pit of hell and introducing the lost to Christ in meetings across the globe. For 48 years now, our commitment has never wavered, and we've passionately obeyed the Lord's command in Mark 16:15 to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are determined to make sure every person hears the good news that Jesus loves them and came so that they can enjoy an abundant life. So that's what we do, That's why we do it. And we're so glad that you're a part of that. Thank you for watching today, and God bless you.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible? Because it's doable. In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at jdm.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe. I'm so excited about my April product offer. It's a book that I wrote I just love, Wanting a God You Can Talk To. This is one of my most popular books. People love this book. You know, God wants to talk to you. He's not some far-off deity. He wants to be your closest friend. How do I get this book? Go to jdm.org to get all the ordering information, and you will be blessed. I'm telling you, man, I want a God I can talk to. I talk to God like this. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. I don't know about you, but I kind of like that. It's such a blessing. Well, he called us friends, so I decided to be his friend. Partner, thank you. What can I say? All these years, 48 years of preaching this gospel and never had a financial deficit. Why? I got to say it again, because I trust you. You trust me, and we both trust God. And that's what happens. We are reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. You've heard me say it thousands of times. For every dollar given to this ministry, give me a soul into the kingdom. And I mean that sincerely, whether it be a euro, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. I'm telling you, we reach people and change lives. Nothing too small, nothing too big. Got some major projects going on at this ministry right now, and very expensive ones. I wish they were free. My God, I do. I wish they were, but they're not. But that's okay. We've learned to give God a job. And I tell you, when I sow my seed, I give God a job, and he gives me 30, 60, and 100-fold. But since I got a choice, I asked for the 100-fold, and he said, fine with me. See, God can give you 100-fold as easy as he can give you 30-fold, but you got to give him a job. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, my God, they can't. Partners, thank you very much. And we pray for you every day and believe God for your 100-fold return. This anointing of increase is on me. You know that. And it's coming on you. God loves you. I love you. Thank you for watching today. See you next week. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My April partner offer is Give God a Job. It's our theme this year. Sometimes you feel blue, and I got blue on, but I like this blue. Look, you need to get this message. Give God a job. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org and get your copy. It will help you. It'll change your life. You keep God busy, he will keep you busy. Give God a job. Do it today. Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. Order your copy today at jdm.org. God is blessed when you stretch your view of what he can do. You have to stretch your view of what he can do. Now, how you do that is by reading the word. Walking on water. Going through the Red Sea. Did you know God told Moses to tell the Israelites to go forward to walk the water? He couldn't believe them. He said, well, stick your stick out there, then divide it.